Leading the news this morning, Prime Minister Tony Abbott heads to Indonesia this morning in the shadow of the latest asylum seeker boat tragedy. As many as 50 people are either dead or missing after a boat got into trouble and capsized off the South Java coast last week. The coalition's border protection policy is set to dominate talks with Indonesia after tensions boiled over last week on the issue of sovereignty. The Reserve Bank has been implicated in illegal business dealings with Saddam Hussein. Secret files reveal officials from Note Printing Australia visited Iraq at the height of the UN sanctions to discuss the sale of plastic notes. The deal was called off when Australian diplomats warned the company that it was breaching international law. Up to 50 students have been killed by suspected Islamist militants in northeastern Nigeria. The students were reportedly shot dead as they slept in their dormitory. Terrorist violence has again struck the city of Peshawar in northwest Pakistan. An explosion has ripped through a market, killing at least 39 people and injuring more than 80. Italy's president has called for a new government to be formed following the collapse of the country's ruling coalition. Five ministers, aligned with Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, have resigned, blaming differences on economic policy. The crisis could hamper efforts to enact reforms to tackle Italy's economic problems.